I pulled into the airport parking lot at 3:15 and ran to the terminal as fast as I could. I looked down at the photograph in my hand, the one Auma had sent me 2 months earlier, smudged now from too much handling. Then I looked up, and the picture came to life. An African woman emerging from behind the customs gate, moving with easy, graceful steps, her bright, searching eyes now fixed on my own, her dark, round, sculpted face blossoming like a wood rose as she smiled. Barak. Auma. I lifted my sister off the ground as we embraced, and we laughed and laughed as we looked at each other. I picked up her bag and we began to walk to the parking garage, and she slipped her arm through mine. And I knew at that moment, somehow, that I loved her, so naturally, so easily and fiercely, that later, after she was gone, I would find myself mistrusting that love, trying to explain it to myself. So, brother, Auma said as we drove into the city, you have to tell me everything. I told her about Chicago and New York, my work as an organizer, my mother and grandparents and my other sister, Maya. She had heard so much about them from our father, she said. She felt as if she already knew them. She described Heidelberg, where she was trying to finish a master's degree in linguistics, and the trials and tribulations of living in Germany. I have no right to complain, I suppose, she said. I have a scholarship, a flat. I don't know what I would be doing if I was still in Kenya. Still, I don't care for Germany so much. You know, the Germans like to think of themselves as very liberal when it comes to Africans. But if you scratch the surface, you see they still have the attitudes of their childhood. In German fairy tales, black people are always the goblins. Such things one doesn't forget so easily. Sometimes I try to imagine what it must have been like for the old man, leaving home for the first time.